You're listening to Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم. It's a beautiful evening. It's a beautiful night here in Johannesburg. We welcome all of our wonderful listeners of Radio Al Ansar International, all of our wonderful listeners of Sirius FM, and all of our wonderful listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Well, يوم الثلاثاء, the 20th of ربيع الآخر, 1444, corresponding to the 15th of November, 2022. Our Zakat Nisab, 7,000 Rand. Meher Fatimi, 18,000 Rand. Minimum Mahar for Hanafis, 400 Rand. For Malikis, 135 Rand. For Shafi'is and Hanbalis, no minimum Mahar. Our WhatsApp number, 084-786-3132. That's 084-786-3132. International overseas listeners, plus 2784-786-3132. Plus 2784-786-3132. Our beloved Ustad's email address is akhussain@gmail.com. That is akhussain@gmail.com. Our beloved Ustad's website is muftiakhussain.net. That is muftiakhussain.net. Our beloved Ustad's Twitter account is @AK Hussein. That is @AK Hussein. We welcome our beloved engineers, of course, Brother Lokolo here in Johannesburg and the other engineer in the Durban studio. Let's welcome our beloved, honorable, respected Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Malana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafidahullah. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this Monday evening. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu fikum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khairan.
I see a listener wants to know, Ustad, can a husband bury his wife? Ustad.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Please, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When the wife passes away, the husband can see her body, her face. The husband can carry her janaza, the mayit. The husband can go into the grave. All that, there's ijma and consensus on all that issue. The only point of dispute and difference of opinion among the jurors and scholars is this. Can the husband touch his wife skin to skin? The wife can touch the husband because she is in iddat, that everybody agrees on that. Asma bint Umays radiallahu anha, she gave ghusl to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu an. So on that score there, everybody agrees that the wife can touch the husband skin to skin after the death of the husband because she is in idda, the waiting period. But the question now is this, can the husband touch his wife? For example, that he wants to kiss her the last time on the forehead or so. Is that permissible? So yes, it is permissible according to the Shafi'is, the Malikis, the Hanbali jurors and scholars. So obviously, we have to ask them what is their dalil and evidence and proof. They say that Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, he gave ghusl to Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha. So from there they prove that it is permissible. When we ask the Hanafi scholars, they say no, not permissible. Everything what I mentioned now is permissible. He can go inside the grave, bury her, all that. But to touch his wife skin to skin after her demise, Hanafi jurors, scholars opine and say not permissible. So we ask the Hanafi scholars, now why is it not permissible? They quote the Quranic verse and say Surah 4, chapter 4, Surah Nisa, verse 23. وَأَن تَجْمَعُوا بَيْنَ الْأُخْتَيْنِ إِلَّا مَا قَدْ سَلَفَ. You can't combine two biological sisters in your nikah one time. So once the wife has passed on, you can marry her sister immediately after that. So it shows that you can't be touching your wife. So that is what we call وَلِكُلِّ وِجْهَا. Every party got their own dalil and evidence. Alhamdulillah, that is known as tafaqquh fi al-deen, how you understand jurisprudence in Islam.
I see listeners are asking, Ustad, comment on Black Friday. Ustad,
remember that we should first understand what is the definition of Black Friday. Black Friday is the last Friday during the month of November. Like this year, it will be on the 25th of November, not this Friday, but the next Friday. So that will be called Black Friday, Allah forbid. Second one, what is the history of it? If you study the history of America and the West and so forth, they would take the Africans, the blacks and so forth, and they would put a place, a price on each one of them. This one is $2, this one is $5, this one is $50, and so forth and so on. So that is why they used to call it Black Friday, because the white man from time immemorial, one can say, they want the white hegemony, they want the white rule, they want the reset, they want the new world order, like what you see today. And then they fool us with the vaccines and the herd mentality. So in those years there, the African, the black men hardly had a voice. They would just sell them like cattle and so forth. So now, when you speak of Black Friday, it is insult to the African, number one. It's an insult to us as Muslims. For us, we believe every Friday is a Nurani day, Sayyidul Ayyam, the best day of the week. A'azamu indallahi min Eidil Fitri wa Eidil Adha. Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hadith in Mishkat Sharif. It is greater in rank and status than Eidul Fitr, Eidul Adha, our two celebrations, and that is Sayyidul Ayyam, the best day of the week. The only day which Almighty Allah dedicated a surah, an entire chapter, Suratul Jumu'ah, chapter 62, comprising 11 verses, and the Muslim today, Inna Lillahi wa Inna Rajiun, he wants to call it Black Friday special, Black Friday sale and all that. Are we selling our iman or what are we doing? We want to just mimic the kuffar culture as long as we can make money and so forth. I am not suggesting if there is a Black Friday sale or special somewhere and now you go and purchase that iron or that machine or washing machine or whatever. So we will say that is permissible. We got no problem with that. But for you as a Muslim, a Muslimah, to go and advertise and advocate it, promote it, that is haram and not permissible. Surah 5, chapter 5, verse number 2, وَلَا تَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْأُدْوَانِ, and do not cooperate in sin and transgression. And you, my fellow South African, the African community, you should be really thinking about this. This is a real insult to the African. You must remember that. They used to sell your forefathers and our forefathers, and they would just sell them like cattle. But today we're laughing and joking because we don't learn lessons from history. Learn history so you don't repeat the same mistakes of the past in the future. Learn history so you will be inspired in the future because of your history. And learn Islamic Muslim history. Our history is not written in black and white. Our history, Islamic Muslim history, is written in black and red. The black ink of the ulama-i haqqani, ulama-i rabbani, the true giants and scholars of Islam, and the red blood of our shuhada and our martyrs.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. Ustad, somebody wants to know about cupping. When is cupping the best days, Ustad?
Remember, the best days for cupping are Islamically the 17th of the Islamic lunar month, the 19th and the 21st. So take this month now, Rabiul Akhir. So the 17th is finished, the 19th is gone already. So if you are in South Africa, Southern Africa, and and those areas. So remember the 21st will be on Wednesday. So you go on Wednesday, however, cognizance must be taken of the fact that men must go to men and women should go to women. Not that you go the opposite gender, then instead of cupping, something else might happen there. You know, yeah, remember that. They say, Aitobohari lage. So this one got very soft hands and tender hands. He'll tenderize you, you know. So remember all that is shaitaniyat and totally haram and so forth. Some people raise an objection. They say, okay, that the 21st is a Wednesday, but we were told that we can't go for cupping on a Wednesday. There is hadith like that in Mishkat Sharif. All these are hadith you will find in Mishkat. When a person does cupping on Wednesday, and then he has a bad impact and negative impact on him, فَلَا يَلُومَنَّ إِلَّا نَفْسَ. He can't blame anybody else but himself. But when it is the sunnah day, 17, 19, 21st, totally permissible to go. Those of you following Makkah Mukarrama, Madina Munawwara, Aqsa Mubarak, so your 21st is tomorrow, Tuesday. So tonight is already 21st there. So you can do your cupping tomorrow. So whichever calendar you are following, so do that there. This is authentic hadith. We should try cupping, you know. So I did cupping, I can't remember now, 5, 8, 10 years ago. But at least once, twice in our life, we should do so. When he, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, went for Mi'raj, the miraculous nocturnal journey from Makkah Mukarramah to Aqsa Mubarak Isra, performed the 2 rakat salat for all the Prophet's messengers to show the whole world and the entire creation. He, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was, is, will always be Imamul Anbiya wal Mursaleen, and then the Mi'raj, the ascension to the 7 heavens and beyond. Every sky, the malaika angels address, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Mur ummataka bil hijama. You command your people, your international community and followers, that they must do and undertake hijama. So it's sunnat for male and female. So we should try it at least once in our lifetime, twice our lifetime. So go Wednesday, inshallah. Allah Jalla wa Ala reward you and give us all complete shifa and cure, zahiran wa batina, externally and internally.
Ameen, ameen, ameen. Some people are confessing, Ustad, their vices on the internet. Kindly advise.
Remember that today I received an email, and then the person sent the messages. I couldn't believe that Muslims are gone so, so low. Remember that. People are going on confession sites and so forth, and they put their name, also their nickname and what, that the men will write with how many women he slept and so forth, and it's just another number. The woman will say with how many men she slept, so she could sell some property or sell something or whatever you, and then you get the gay guy, he will tell you with how many men he slept. So Adam and Eve, Adam and Steve, and Madam and Eve, and now one is the crime. So these type of crimes are punishable by death when it's adultery and gay brigade. Then to show off about it and be proud about it, and if you tell them Quran and Hadith and Sunnah, they just laugh it off, man. They say, come off it, man. We're living in the 21st century, and well, you must enjoy yourself. Where you come with all these laws and so forth? So when they look down and they consider all this just to be, you know, something insignificant, Allah forbid. Never mind my fatwa and your fatwa and any mufti, any maulana, imam, sheikh's fatwa and verdict. See what Allah Ta'ala says, chapter 9, verses 65-66. وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَهُمْ, and if you ask them, لَيَقُولُنَّ, they will say, إِنَّمَا كُنَّا نَخُودُ وَنَلْعَبْ, that no, we are just playing and we are just entertaining ourselves. قُلْ, ask them, Ya Rasulullah, Habibana sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَبِاللَّهِ وَآيَاتِهِ وَرَسُولِهِ, you play with Almighty Allah, you play with the verses of Allah, you play with the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kuntum tastahzi'un, you mock, ridicule Almighty Allah, the Quran Sharif, the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his teaching and preaching. لا تعتذروا. Don't cite any excuses now. قد كفرتم بعد إيمانكم. You were born Muslim, you grew up Muslim, then you got involved in that web of vices. Now you have become kafir, non-Muslim. قد كفرتم بعد إيمانكم. Quran says so, chapter 9, verses 65-66. My brother, my sister, life is very, very short. Don't fool yourself that we don't have all this confession business. When I go to the churches and the chapels and so forth, so I go to the mother, the sister, or the priest, or whoever is in charge there. Then I tell them that show me your confession room. So they take me there. So I ask them how this work. So they say the priest will sit this side and that person will sit that side, and they'll say, oh father, that, oh priest, oh pastor, I slept with this woman, that woman. They say, don't worry, that we are forgiving you and we pray for you. The lady will come, she will say with how many people. Nowadays they won't only speak of mad men and women, they'll speak to men to men, woman to woman. Sometimes the pastor also is busy, the monk is busy with the nun, with the monkey business. So all that goes on, you know how it is in the Christian church and so forth. So then who they go to? So in Islam, when we commit a sin, we must cry to Allah, beg Allah for forgiveness. Not we go and make tashhir of it, go announce it and pronounce it. I slept with this lady and I slept with this man and slept with the same gender and so forth. A Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad, kullu ummati mu'afan illa al-mujahirun. My entire ummah will be forgiven, but those people who committed sins and then they proudly publicized it, pronounced it, everything, and you make a mockery of Islam, you go out to the fool of Islam. I beg you, brother, sister, we all are sinners, but you are making a mockery and you feel proud what you are doing. Remember, you will pay a very, very heavy price. Cry to Allah and get out of all these confession rooms and confession sites and so forth. Whether they're paying you or not paying you, you will pay a terrible price in the year after. May Almighty Allah give us tawfiq to make sincere tawbah. Chapter 24, Surah Nur, verse number 31, وَتُوبُ إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا. All of you must make sincere, sincere tawbah. أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, O you believers, لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Then you will be successful.
Somebody says, yeah, Ustaz, regarding the World Cup, some Muslims are going for the World Cup and they want to know, is it permissible? Because youngsters are buying that Qatar, the t-shirt for the World Cup, Ustaz.
Remember, everything to do with the World Cup is haram and not permissible. What is the World Cup? You find 22 idiots running around one ball and they want to score the goal. See, I give you one, two easy examples that are fresh in your memory. Cricket World Cup came. Now this team won, that team lost, whatever is finished now. So how many hours did you waste watching all these things here? And when your team wins, you're smiling. When your team loses, then you're swearing, abusing, cursing your wife and your children and whoever else. So imagine how many salat we missed. Quran Sharif teaches us regarding alcohol, regarding gambling, chapter 5, Surah Ma'idah, verses 90 and 91. Then the multiple reasons why gambling and alcohol is haram, intoxicants are haram, unlawful in Islam. And from those multiple reasons, Allah Ta'ala says, وَيَسُدَّكُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَعَنِ السَّلَاةِ. It prevents you from remembering Allah Ta'ala, prevents you from your namaz and your salat and prayer. Allah poses a rhetorical question, فَهَلْ أَنْتُمْ مُنْتَهُونَ. Will you abstain and stop in your tracks? When the ayat was revealed, Sayyidina Umar, Amirul Mu'mineen, radiallahu anhu arda, and the Sahaba, they went outside and shouted loudly, intahayna, intahayna. We stop, Ya Allah, we will never ever gamble in our life. We will never ever drink alcohol in our life. This is a pledge, a promise we make to you, O Almighty Allah. But this Ummah today, one ticket, 30,000 rand to fly to Qatar, and then the accommodation, then the tickets, and then all the food, then all the other things that will go on. This one came from Mexico, this one came from UK, this one came from America, and you know everything is available at the price. And then that 1 month, remember, they'll just turn a blind eye and so forth. Remember, the attack on Qatar is not only an attack on Qatar, it's an attack on Islam. They're telling them that you must serve alcohol. They said, fine. They opened the biggest alcohol store in the world almost. They told them, now you must open for LGBT so people can park anywhere. Park in the parking, park in the loading zone, park here, park there. So see what they do. Quran taught us all this. Surah chapter 2 verse 120. وَلَن تَرْضَىٰ عَنْكَ الْيَهُودُ وَلَن نَصَارَىٰ. The Jews and the Christians will never ever be pleased with you until and unless حَتَّىٰ تَتَّبِعَ مِلَّتَهُمْ, till you follow them. So they took their religion and threw it away, and they corrupted it. Judaism is already corrupted by Zionism. Christianity is gone, not with the Pauline theory. Saul was a Jutla, a Jew. He saw a dream, and he became a Christian, and he introduced so many things there. So therefore, remember, they want to try this, to take the true Islam away from you. So, and you want to support them by going to World Cup. We had World Cup in South Africa 2010. Show me one good it did for us South Africans. One good it did for us Muslims. Show me one. Today, South Africa, one of the most corrupt countries in the world. Today, South Africa, one of the most bankrupt countries in the world. South Africa, the gay capital of the world, crime capital of the world, rape capital of the world, gender violence capital of the world. That is what you did. So remember that in these activities, every rand, every dollar, every rial, whatever you're going to spend, remember Quran says, chapter 17, verse 27, إِنَّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ كَانُوا إِخْوَانَ الشَّيَاطِينَ. People who squander their wealth in this haram type of activities, they the brothers of Satan and Shaitan and Lucifer. Allah Jalla Wala protect us from ameen, all these vices.
Ameen, 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 thumma ameen. A listener says, Ustad, that I am in Madinatul Munawwara. We're going for Umrah, but I'm in my menses. What should I do, Ustad?
There's no problem. Everything you want to know, my sister, my brother, you will find in the Quran Sharif, in the Sunnah Mubarakah. Now let's take Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's Hajjatul Wida. It was the 25th of Zulqa'dah. It's the 10th year of the Hijrah. It's Saturday. Zuhur time, the announcement is made. We're leaving now for Hajj. So from Medina Munawwara, they left for Zulhulayfa, the Miqat, Bir Ali, Abar Ali. You, the people, brothers, sisters, children from Sudan, you should be happy and proud about this. 107, 108 years ago, approximately, Muhammad Ali Darfuri came. So when he came, he saw the paucity of water. He dug up boreholes, wells, all that. People were elated, delighted. They took the original name, Zulhulayfa, parked it one side, and said, Bir Ali, Abar Ali. He's from Darfur. He passed away a long time. And this happened 107, 108 years ago. And now they came there, Mustafa, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sahaba. No one in Ihram as yet. They spent the night there. Lo and behold, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, radiallahu anhu, whose wife Asma binti Umays gives birth. There in Zulhulayfa at Bir Ali. So his name is Muhammad bin Abi Bakr. She said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, now I'm in my nifas, now what? The Master alayhi salatu wasalam said, you just make your intention for your Umrah, Hajj, whatever intention you're making. Obviously, you can't perform Salat and so forth because of your postnatal and nifas. So you, my sister, from South Africa, from Nairobi, from Amanskral, wherever you are in Medina Munawwara. Now you go to the Miqat and you go with your husband or so forth, your brother, your mahram, whoever, and then they will go in the masjid, read the 2 rakat salat, and you just make intention, you don't enter the masjid. Ya Allah, Allahumma inni uridul umrata fayassir ali wa taqabbalha minni. Oh, beloved Allah, I make intention for Umrah. Make it easy for me and accept it. And read, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik till the end. Now you're in Ihram. No soap, no shampoo, no lotion. And remember, after that, you go and perform your Umrah. When you are 100% sure you are clean, then you take your first ghusl, your compulsory bath, and then you don't have to go out again. And remember, you can take a bath, you can take all the shower, change your clothes, underwear, don't touch any soap, any shampoo, any lotion, any creams, all that, and everything is fine, my sister. There's no big problem for you, but you must exercise caution in this regard.
Well, it's 8:30 spot on. We're going to go for our interval. When we come back, inshallah, our beloved, wonderful listeners, we will continue with the Q&A. Don't go anywhere. Stay tuned.